Welcome to the Ask the 401k Experts podcast, where you get strategies, resources, and best practices for growing a successful and compliant 401k practice. And now, here's your host, Sharon Peverato.
If you are an advisor who wants to expand into new client segments and deliver accessible, meaningful financial planning solutions at scale, this one is for you. Today, I'm sitting down with Brock Clementson for a demo of Saveology, and we'll dig into what it is, how it works, and why you might seriously consider it for your practice. So, Brock, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me. Excited.
Could we just start by, what is Saveology? I love the term, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. So Saveology. So the name actually came from the founder. There's a big focus on savings within our platform. And so Saveology, the name was kind of born there. What it is a client-led financial planning, financial wellness solution that advisors can take and offer to the middle market, mass affluent segments at scale, without it adding more work, really. So main use cases there are going to be on the retirement planning side, where you can offer this as a wellness benefit, makes you a little stickier, operates as a sales tool to your 401k plans. Another big use case is middle market planning, subscription planning. And so if you wanted to build out a lower tier for maybe clients that don't meet your minimums or aren't ideal clients for you, but you still want to help them, this is something you could roll out to them that is more client-led, so it's more hands-off from you, so you can, you know, charge less for it. And we also have a little prospecting tool in there as well. But yeah, that's a little about us.
Cool. It sounds really interesting. Do you have like a certain type of advisor that's using it more than others for a use case?
Yeah, definitely. So our retirement plan advisors with a focus on that are definitely using it more. Solely because they found the value in taking this and offering it to their 401k plans as a wellness benefit, rolling it out to all the employees at each plan. And what that does is it can be used to create more conversations. It's something you can provide to each employee. They see a lot of value from it. And then what you can actually do is run a report each quarter, each month, if you wanted, and send that to the employer showing engagement, where their employees have benefited. But more importantly, depending on the advisor, it can be used, as I mentioned, as a sales tool. So if you want to jump in and say, show me anyone that fits this demographic or persona I'm looking for, income, assets, that could be liquid or anything from mortgage interest rates to age to do they have kids, anything like that. So I would say that's where it's being used the most, where we see a lot of the value that's being delivered. But yeah.
Interesting. I would love to take a look behind the scenes. Would you show it to us?
Yes, definitely. So I've got, I'm going to pull up this screen here. Can you see this okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to run you through just the quick setup process on the client side, what that would look like. I'll spend maybe 5 minutes or so just running through this super quick. I'm just going to run through, as I mentioned, creating an account, going through an initial survey, and what the end user is going to see after they create their account. So if I hit get started here, I'm going to run through this initial survey. It takes about 6 minutes on average for someone to complete. And everything in this, that looks like, there we go. And everything in this survey is built to basically be answered quickly. So we don't want people spending a lot of time in here. We want to get it through as fast as possible so we can show them the value. There's not any really PII related questions in here. And it's all estimates at this point, even though they can link in their accounts later down the line. So we have five sections here. First section, we're just going to ask questions like, how old are you? Are you married? Do you have kids? What's your zip code? Next question is, how much are you making? How much are you saving? And what type of retirement accounts do you have? What type of standard accounts do you have? And depending on what they select there, we'll ask for estimated balances for those accounts. We'll ask for assets, information about those, debts or liabilities, information about those. We have a risk management and insurance type questions in here, a section around that. So ask, they have a trust, they have a will. Have they nominated guardians? What type of insurance coverages do they have? How much life insurance coverage do they have? And then this last section, we just ask three questions. How do you feel about your health? What age would you like to retire? And what kind of lifestyle do you want to have in retirement? Once that's completed, that's all the information our algorithms are going to need to generate three key deliverables for each user. So they're going to get a report card, action items, and a financial plan. The report card is basically a quick snapshot showing them their financial health or grades. So they can see an overall grade. There's a social comparison tool here. They can see how they stack up in relation to their peer group, and a grade on each section of their finances. Any of these they could click on, dive a little deeper and see, you know, why I have that grade, how I can improve it. We'll direct them towards relevant literacy courses. And the advisor can actually customize what's being shown here. So if they want to customize what resources or recommended providers are being shown, or for a specific employer, if they wanted to add in that employer's logo plus the advisor's logo, put the employer's benefits in there, it can be a pretty big value add for the employer. Any questions on the report card? Does that make sense there? Anything you want me to dive into there? Or should I keep chugging along?
Oh, you know what? I like that. So say we have, you know, a series of 30 educational videos on our website. If we wanted to list those in certain sections, we could put our own videos on there.
Yes, definitely. So for each section, you can list them by section. So let's say you have videos on insurance, you have videos on debt, net worth. When they click on that, then they're going to be shown those videos. They can watch those. Any resources you have, you can plug in there and kind of tailor it back to, you know, what you have available. Yeah. So, So in addition to that, we have some other tools here. I won't spend too much time here. Financial duress, stress, risk tolerance, very powerful tools for the end user and the advisor to get more insight into the end user. Next one, next key action or deliverable here is the action item center. So this is where the end user can land and say, okay, I saw my report card. I saw I maybe have a lower grade than I thought in a certain category. I can come in here and see what I need to do next to improve those grades. So what this is going to do is give, you know, actionable next steps. That's what we're looking for. And also it's going to put the advisor and the end user on the same side of the table saying, okay, now we can tackle this together versus trying to sell them on something. It feels more like you're helping them, which is what we're all trying to do, I think. So if I scroll through here, you can see action items could be anything from increasing savings rate, creating a will, increasing emergency fund. And these are all personalized to each individual user. So this is going to look different for everyone. When they're assigned, in what order, if they're assigned, depending on their situation, is how our algorithms decide that. And use the advisor, of course, could customize this, remove any you don't want to assign, create your own. That's totally up to the advisor. But the end user can land here, see what they need to do next. Kind of similar to the report card. See next steps here. What it's for, what they need to do. And then this bottom part section here is all customizable. Recommended providers, resources, as you mentioned, these could be videos, any you know, literacy courses, things like that. We have some built in here already, but they can see what they need to do. Any thoughts on that?
Could I take a look at some of the, you said the like videos and learn more type resources you already have in there? Could you
show me one? Definitely. So if I click on emergency funds, you can see next step for them is going to be to learn about emergency funds. So if I click on that there, then that's going to pull up our emergency funds literacy course. They can always access all of our literacy courses here on the left. So if I click on literacy, I can scroll down, see which courses we have available. If I click on any course, then that's going to show what lessons we have within that course. Each lesson is going to have a number of learning formats. So videos, polls, readings. Oftentimes we look at their current numbers and personalize it a little bit. And there's always going to be a quiz at the end. So if I hit begin, I can show you there's a video here. If I hit next, then there's a poll. So I click one of those, we can see how that's being answered. There might be another video, there might be another article, something like that. But of course, the advisor, as I mentioned, can plug in their own literacy videos or content that they'd like as well.
Okay. And the advisor can go in and see how much of a certain program has been completed or what their scores are on the...
Yes, definitely. So on the advisor side, they can see what's being done within the platform engagement, what has been done. They can see aggregate metrics on maybe what's being done the most or what needs improvement, what grades people have, a lot of reporting features we have on the back end. Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Okay, last key deliverable here is going to be the financial plan. So the end user can come in here and get a more visual experience and see, okay, here's what needs work, or maybe what's in progress, what's on track, a net worth overview, and helpful percentages here on the bottom. We try and keep this as simple as possible and easy to understand. And so they can land here, click on anything. Let's say they see, oh, my savings rate is 7%. I can hit view details, or I could click up here, open up savings rate and see, okay, I'm at 6.7% per month. In order to hit my goals, which I plugged in during that initial survey, I need to get to 22% just based off of the standard assumptions within the platform to meet their retirement goals. We know that's achievable because we gathered all the information around them, and we're going to show them the next baby steps to get there. So we're not going to just come in and say, change it from 7 to 22%. That's hard. And so we can say, let's set a goal for 11, and we're going to assign action items like, let's create a budget or... let's go through these literacy courses on how to save, effective ways to save. So we're going to provide them with as much education and value as they can to achieve their goals. I'll flip through these other sections super quick. So assets, risk, we can see life insurance coverage, estate planning, insurance coverages, and retirement is where we can see their goals, their current trajectory. If they're not on track, we'll give them other options and insights on what that looks like and a proposed trajectory on what that could look like if they do increase their savings rate and go through the other action items. So how are you feeling about that? Anything you'd like to add?
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that would be really helpful. I see it especially for people that don't currently work with a financial advisor and don't have mm-hmm. Their e-money financial plan sent to them and reviewed with them. This is a very nice option.
Definitely. It's certainly built for, you know, it's something you can offer at scale without sitting down and building something for every one of your clients. And you know, we get a lot of advisors, they want to help people, they want to provide a lot of value, but maybe they just can't for sake of time or you know, the client's just not in the right spot at or point in their life for them to receive help, but they still want to give them something. And so that's where we can come in and you can give them something, charge, you know, something, you can give it away for free. We've had advisors do, or you could, you know, charge 25 to 75 bucks a month for access to this, maybe a call, once a year for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. So yeah, that's definitely where we fit in to the space.
I'm talking about charges on the financial wellness side and offering it to plan sponsors. How do most advisors charge for that?
Yeah, so they can come in, I would say, two ways. They can come in and offer it as a value add for free if they want it. They could give this to the plan sponsor. It makes them a little stickier. It's going to differentiate them from other maybe offers that these plan sponsors get. Or they could charge per employee per month. We've seen that done as well. So they could come in and charge anywhere from, you know, $2 to $15, depending on the size of the employer and the level of engagement or involvement the advisor is going to have. You know, if you wanted to meet or offer one-on-ones to these employees to meet with you, I'm sure you could charge a bit more for your time. If you wanted to just, you know, use it as a value add, it's no additional cost to the advisor because we don't bill per user. We bill per license. And so if we're billing for one advisor license, they could offer this to thousands of people and it's the same cost, so it's totally up to the advisor. But yeah.
Interesting. So curious how it pulls the data. Is everything manually entered by the individual or is anything automatic?
Yes. So the individual, when they create their account, that data is all manually entered initially for that initial survey. They can then link in their accounts, so aggregate in their live accounts, and we encourage the end users to do that, and that's going to auto update, you know, account balances, investment accounts, things like that. And then the advisors can access that data on the advisor side, see reports, metrics, on engagement or anything of the like.
Nice. Okay. I saw you mentioned that an advisor could add their logo. Is there any other branding options in there to make it look and feel like they're, an extension of their own site and what their clients see?
Yeah, so I would say adding in the logo, you can certainly customize that. Yeah, any of the resources, recommended providers, you can plug in those so they're on brand with you. And then we do have a My Advisor or My Planner tab there on the left, so that can show their picture, their firm information, their calendar link, bio, anything they want to put in there. That can kind of just keep it all on brand for them. So we have a lot of customization features there.
Very nice. Let me see. What other common questions do you answer or do you see that advisors need in order to make a decision if this is something they want to use or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say it would come down to the needs of the advisor. So if they are getting asked for or maybe looking for a way to differentiate in their market, especially on the retirement planning side, if they have a lot of 401k plans, maybe they're not winning as many as they'd like, or maybe they're losing some and they want to differentiate, add more value, that's a great reason to add another benefit to their offering, a differentiator. Or I would say if an advisor is getting a lot of maybe leads that don't fit their ideal client, but they still want to provide something to them and keep them so that maybe when they do fit down the road, if whether they're next gen clients or children of clients or just younger clients, this is a great way to solve that problem of, hey, here's something I have now. It's going to help you until we can bump you or graduate you from this into a Right Capital and eMoney, MoneyGuide Pro, something like that. Or if you have an advisor who's just looking to generate more leads, they're looking for an attractive lead magnet, something they can deliver for free. We have a kind of cool way to limit. You can create what's called a starter plan within Savology, and what it does is gives you a lead magnet, something free you can offer that's more limited. They go in, it has a built-in call to action for them to upgrade or talk with an advisor. So you can, you know, use that in your marketing. But I would say depending on those three pain points, need for a prospecting tool, need for a younger generation planning tool or wellness tool, or, you know, a differentiator value add on the 401k side.
Okay. How does it integrate with software or tools that an advisor might already be using?
Yeah, so we integrate with Zapier currently. Are you familiar with Zapier? Okay. So Zapier integrates with pretty much everything. So we can pass through data to Zapier, and then you can link or send Zaps to your other, you know, whether that's Wealthblocks or CRMs or any other platform. As long as Zapier integrates with it, then we do, and we found that the most effective way of doing it, just because of how well connected Zapier is already. We can just link to them. They have a free plan you can use. I think you can do something like 100 zaps a month, maybe more. But yeah, so that's our integrations right now.
Okay. Lastly, what's your experience with compliance?
Yeah, tons of experience with compliance. So we actually have a compliance portal we've built. We have to go through compliance reviews all the time. So we have a vendor review guide. They can go through everything in there, from what insurance policies we have, background on the company, tons of stuff in there. And so usually we start off the conversation by, you know, sending over that to them. We'll run them through a demo, answer any questions they have around that. We can give them access to anything. But the software is built really well in terms of it can be used by a coach. Because we're not providing any advice. It's purely on the educational side. We're not collecting any PII, besides zip code is really the closest we get to that. And so we get approved pretty easily just for those reasons. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you showing me. Is there anything else you wanted to show me inside the program that we didn't look at yet?
I think we're good. We talked a little bit about the admin side. I think just as long as everyone's aware, there's a lot of reporting and different features in there. And if anyone wants to take a look, then they can. I'm not sure how you provide information there. They can reach out to me, or they can reach out to you, or I'm happy to share over, any answers, any questions they got. So
I will connect them directly to you, and then
perfect.
you're more than welcome to take it from there. So,
That sounds great. That sounds great.
all right. Well, Brock, thank you so much for sharing that information. That looks like a really cool tool that I think a lot of advisors should take a look at. Yeah, in fact, I've got a couple of people right now that I'll probably send a direct link to. So.
Perfect. Yeah. No, thanks for having me. That I think this was fun, and yeah, just let me know what comes up, and I'll help out as best I can.
If you want more resources, strategies, and best practices for growing a successful 401k practice, be sure to subscribe to the Ask the Experts podcast in iTunes so you don't miss out on new ideas from future conversations. Then be sure to visit the main site, 401kbestpractices.com. When you enter your email address to join the 401k Best Practice community, you'll get access to my most advanced strategies and resources to grow and protect your 401k business. Again, that's 401kbestpractices.com.